You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I didn't think I could be any happier than I have been on the show this morning until I just realized that in a few minutes, we are going to be doing an emergency alert system test.
Oh, yes.
Now.
These are the best.
Now I'm truly happy.
It's a good day, man. It's a good day.
If you live for the emergency alert system tests, don't wander away because we got one coming up in just like within the next 15, 20 minutes.
You can crank it. Just crank. Put your windows down and crank it.
So stand by. That'll be coming up. Right now, though, we happen to have some business to take care of with this game called Rattle Off. Good morning, Becky. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
Hi, Becky.
What are you doing today? Anything fun?
Well, I'm a CNA, so I'm traveling from client to client. I'm en route.
Yeah,
I always
okay.
listen to you guys every morning. I love you.
Oh, we love you.
Yeah. Tongue kiss for everybody.
We love CNAs.
So, how far do you have to travel today?
I've got about 12 more minutes.
Oh, that's plenty of time. You only need 10 seconds to win Rattle Off, don't you?
Awesome.
All right, so here's what's going to happen. For those of you who are new to our show, we're going to give Becky a category, and she will have 10 seconds to rattle off five examples, and that will get her the prize. So here we go. First one up today, Becky. In 10 seconds, we need you to name, and these can be current or from the past. It doesn't matter. But we're looking for five all-girl bands. Bands with only women.
Oh, dear God.
There's more than you think.
There's a bunch.
Ready and go.
Oh, Heart. I have no idea.
Oh no.
The Goo Goos.
The Goo Goos. I love
were
the
you,
I love the
Were
Goo Goos.
You meaning the Go-Go's?
No, that's the Goo Goos, Dom.
You're giving me mail. I could have done that one easy.
Could you?
Yeah.
Well, I don't see that one on the list.
Nope, just the ladies.
Yeah, of course not. Of course not.
I am so glad you listen in between your appointments. Thank you for spending your mornings with us, Becky.
Absolutely. You guys have a great day.
Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye. Thanks for being on the show. I didn't have the heart to tell her that heart didn't even count.
I know.
There's a bunch of guys.
We had to leave her with Goo Goos.
That was fun. Who's next up? Oh, it's Katie. Hello, Katie. Welcome.
Good morning.
Hi.
What are you doing today?
I'm working.
Oh, barf. What do you do?
What do you do?
Trash removal for the city.
Well, we need you.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, need you too, because if I didn't have you guys in the morning, I don't know what I would do.
You'd go out of your ever-loving mind.
You'd
That's what
freak
you would
out.
Do. You'd go out of your mind,
you would
Katie.
Freak out.
Yeah.
Totally.
You would start. You would start taking some of that garbage and just throwing it out into the street. That's what you'd be doing.
Yep.
Hey, when's the last time you found something? When's the last time you found something good in there that you took home? You know you have. Come on.
I know most people don't use these anymore, but I found like a DVD holder.
It holds
57 DVDs.
Lucky.
Look at that.
That's quite a find.
Just kind of brush it off, clean it up, take it home, right?
Right.
Totally.
Put your DVDs in it.
Well, you know what they say. One person's trash is another person's treasure. Katie knows that better than we do. So.
That's the truth.
You are absolutely delightful. Are you ready to play some Rattle Off?
Yes, sir.
All right.
I don't know how you got such an easy one, but you're getting a pretty easy one.
Okay.
Five different things that you can make with turkey. Five different things that you can make using turkey. Ready and go.
I have no idea. Oh, my gosh. Baklava. Turkey dinners.
Turkey baklava.
Wow. I'd have to pass on the turkey baklava.
Yeah, I don't think so.
That's
Sounds not cool. Really. A little gross.
That's not sounding too appetizing right now.
Flaky turkey baklava.
Katie, you could not be any more adorable. Thank you for trying and being on the show with us, okay?
Have a great day, guys.
Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
She's off to grab that trash.
Get that DVD holder.
That's funny to me.
So
I love
funny.
That. Man. Hello, Allie. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Let me ask you, this might be a topic for our show. Maybe we should plug it in for one of our segments tomorrow. You know, Allie, have you ever found something that somebody else was throwing away, maybe on the side of the street, and reached out and grabbed it and taken it home?
Yeah, I found actually two full scuba vests while I was cleaning up City Park a few years ago.
Scuba vests?
Why?
Yeah.
What a random place to have scuba gear.
I don't know if someone like stole it from someone and hid it in a bush, but I did return it to A1 Scuba to see if it could be brought back to life. So I don't know.
Huh. I'll be darned.
That's kind of crazy.
Hmm. Yeah.
We should do that. Things that you found or were given to you even.
My dad used to do that. I mean, he would see stuff that people had put on the side, you know, about in front of their house on the side of the road.
Yeah.
And it might be broke, like a broken piece of some sort of technology or whatever. And he would grab and say, I can fix that. I'll take that home and fix that. And then he never would.
It
just sat in a garage or something. Mm. Allie, let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
10 seconds. Instead of turkey, let's make it pumpkin. Five different things that you can make with pumpkin. Five things you can make with pumpkin. Ready and go.
All right, we're going to go cookies, macarons, coffee, tea, pie.
Coffee and tea. Tea? Pumpkin tea?
Pumpkin tea.
Is there pumpkin tea? Here comes the Google.
Hold on. Pumpkin tea.
Hey, Alexa.
Oh my God!
Spice.
Celestial seasonings.
What do you get? Pumpkin spice tea.
Celestial Seasonings makes a sweet harvest pumpkin
There's
tea.
There's a whole line of pumpkin teas. Holy crap!
My God! I think that makes Allie a
winner!
Yay!
Boy, we can make a lot of weird things out. And the funny thing is that I've learned is that rarely is that. Were you talking about this in trending, Jeremy?
What's that?
That rarely is the pumpkin that you buy actually pumpkin. It's more of a squash than a pumpkin. Did you guys know that?
I don't think we talked about that.
Yeah. Okay. So I was talking about it with Gretchen probably, but those like the cans of pumpkin that you buy at the store to make things with.
A squash.
It's actually technically squash that they're using, not pumpkin.
No.
Truth.
What?
Look it up. It's the truth.
I have cans of pumpkin at home. I'm going to read the label. Because
What they do, hold on a second. Let me look at them. Allie, are you interested in this or not?
Yeah, I just want to make for the record that I've never had turkey baklava, though.
Nobody has.
And I eat some weird stuff, but turkey baklava is not one of them.
Would you try it at least?
Why not?
Yeah, I would. Hey, we would try it. All right, so this is according to the Food and Drug Administration has difficulty drawing a line between pumpkins and what are known as golden-fleshed winter squash. So it makes it legal for brands to label their product as pumpkin when they're actually serving up squash. And that is what is going on with like that Libby's pumpkin stuff and everything like
that. That's the one I have is Libby's.
Yeah, it's a type of squash, but they call it pumpkin.
What?
Now you know. It's called a Dickinson pumpkin, but the Dickinson pumpkin is really squash.
Isn't a regular pumpkin a squash anyway?
No, it's a gourd.
It's a gourd?
Right? I think they're in the same family.
Is a gourd a squash?
But Dickinson squash is what they use. Dickinson pumpkin / squash is what they use in these cans. So now you know you're actually making a squash pie, not a pumpkin pie.
My favorite. Now we know.
The more you know.
The more you know.
That's why you listen to the show, right, Allie? To learn these things.
That's right. For all these years, I listened to you guys.
We love you. Listen, if you will please stand by, Josh is going to tell you about your prize, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Oh, and Allie, don't forget, we've got an emergency alert system test coming up in just a little bit.